Congrats.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on the show.
Pleasure to have you. Considering how dominant that was, did you guys just go in the back afterwards and giggle for an hour?
Well, I don't think the dominant performance has anything to do with the giggling. We're just happy to be the champs. So we've been giggling ever since. But, it's just such a long, arduous process, team effort, to come back from such an agonizing defeat last year in the finals and get it done this year feels great.
Matt Bonner, the Spurs here on Tim and Sid. Spurs won the title last night. Kind of a big deal. Matt, in the chaos of the celebration, doing it in your home building is an incredibly special moment. There's a lot of things that happen that maybe the cameras don't pick up on. You hear said that no one else but you would hear. What's the best story from the celebration last night that's clean enough for radio that nobody but you knows and you can tell us now?
You know what? My favorite story from the celebration is going to sound corny, but it's true. And it was, having my family there. When we won it in 2007, I hadn't even met my wife yet. But this time around, married, two kids. Our daughter is going to be 5 in a week, so she's going to remember this the rest of her life. And just to be able to, share the celebration with them was awesome.
You know, Tim Duncan and the Father's Day references were being made constantly. We should also remember it was Father's Day for a lot of members of that Spurs team, and you were one of them. That must have been incredible. I mean, on top of what happened, for it to be on Father's Day for a lot of you guys, that's something special, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to be reminded repeatedly all day that it was actually Father's Day because, just so excited and focused for Game 5 and a chance to close out the series. It was really, really great to do it at home. That's another thing. And a good point you brought up last time around, it was on the road and nobody was really there. So, to be there with friends and family this time around was great.
Matt, I mean, it's an impossible question to answer, but, judging by the way you guys were talking, some of you guys were talking last night, there was this feeling that if the Heat were allowed to go home, this thing, the narrative of this thing could completely change. Is that an accurate way to depict it?
Absolutely. They're one of the greatest teams ever in the NBA's history. 4 straight finals, 2-time defending champs. If we let it go back to game 6 in Miami, and then they got home court for that game, and then maybe it goes to a game 7 and anything could happen. So it was definitely something we're happy we could end on our home court in game 5.
Matt Bonner, the San Antonio Spurs 2-time NBA champion following last night here on Tim and Sid, and still a lot of Raptor fans here hold you in very high regard during your time here. Why was this year different? What changed this year in comparison to last year?
We learned from last year. We never stopped improving. Even with however many veterans we have, and we were able to keep our core group together the last 3-4 seasons straight and, just continue to work and pound the rock, as Coach Pop says, and learn our lessons from our mistakes from one day to the next and just keep getting better and better.
See, I thought pound the rock was a Dwayne Casey thing. So now I'm learning something every day. So actually Popovich came up with the phrase pound the rock.
Well, I don't know if Popovich came up with it, but he's been using it.
Okay.
For the last 8 years since I've been on the Spurs, and I'm sure long before I got there.
Matt Bonner here on Tim and Sid. You talk about the core. If I'm not mistaken, Tim Duncan has a player option for next year, but he's sitting there with his two kids, 5 rings, a Hall of Fame career, obviously, and you can debate where he sits all time. Some people have already started that. Do you think Tim Duncan played his last game last night?
I have no idea, nor have I even thought about it. Still excited, just like you said, giggling and smiling since we won the championship. So I haven't thought about that big picture stuff at all. It's already the middle of June, so we'll find out soon.
How about your big picture stuff? You might have a decision coming up too, right?
Yeah, I'm a unrestricted free agent again, so we'll see what happens. But again, haven't even thought about it.
All right, I'll move on. I have to ask the D-bag contract questions. My apologies, Matt, but
no problem.
It's completely relevant on my end as well. But I'll move on because you're right. This is time to party all the time. Party all the time, as you guys are NBA champions once again. Was there a moment in this series? Listen, as an outside observer, like millions of observers of this final, there were a lot of get out of your couch, what the hell is going on moments, and most of them happened in Miami. What is the one moment, if I asked you to frame an image of this finals, a visual, what visual will you be left with?
Maybe because it was last night and it's fresh in my mind, but Manu's dunk, when he just went to the rack and dunked it on everybody last night,
man,
was unbelievable. At his age, to be able to do something like that, and at such a key moment, it gave us a ton of momentum. That right now, that's what's in my head.
And it had nothing to do with the fact he dunked on the guy who guaranteed a win for the Heat in Game 5, in Chris Bosh. That had nothing to do with it, I'm sure.
I was completely unaware that he guaranteed a win.
Oh yeah, he was talking all over the place. He was chirping. But listen, it's one of those things where you ask a guy, are they going to win? What is he going to tell you?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to tell you no.
Catch 22. Exactly.
Yeah, like it's
and
just
then
it's
like always guaranteed to win. What's he going to say?
It's a classic track. It was like Tim Duncan on the floor after Game 6 against the Thunder. I mean, he said, you know what? We're going to go back, and I think we're going to win this time. So yeah, you're going to crucify him for it. It's not. Everyone wants the Joe Namath thing is over. Like the shock value in that. All athletes are confident. All athletes are respectful, and all athletes at this level think they're going to win. And if we're really shocked anymore, guys saying, "Well, I think we're going to do well," we need to get over because that ship is sailed.
I agree.
Matt Bonner, 2-time champion here on Tim and Sid. Do you think this does something to how teams are built? Because on one hand, you know, you have the big three and everything that came with that. On the other hand, you have a team where stars have been, giving up salary for years to keep certain guys. You know, the Spurs just do it a different way. And sports is sometimes very copycat, as you know. Does this change how the NBA business is done in the short term, how you build winners?
I don't know. You know, I think both sides of the ball have worked. You know, doing it the Heat way obviously worked for them. They won a couple championships, and doing it our way has worked. I think one way is a lot easier than the other. You know, it's a lot easier if you can lure three, you know, possible future Hall of Famers to just, you know, sign them and have them on your team and build around it. It's a lot harder to draft your stars and develop them and put all the right pieces around them. And keep the group together for years so you can develop the chemistry and teamwork that it takes to win a championship that route. I think ideally every GM in the league would want to duplicate it, but I don't know if that's possible.
You've seen a good portion of this league, and you've played for and against a lot of guys. Where does Greg Popovich rank among the best that you've seen ever do it?
I've only played for two coaches, Sam Mitchell in Toronto for 2 years and now Coach Pop for the last 8. I love playing for Coach Mitchell. He gave me my chance in the NBA, believed in me. I'm still talk to him, still think he's a great guy. I'm happy he's got another coaching opportunity as an assistant in Minnesota. So, it's hard for me to say, on a grand scale, how great a coach Pop is, but I think his body of work speaks for itself. His resume speaks for itself, and to be a role player in this league and be able to, have an organization keep me for 8 years, has done more for me off the court than on the court. I'll forever be grateful for Coach Pop and the Spurs for that, and Coach Pop comes across, mean, intense, and scary on the court, but off the court, he's just a great guy, and it's just been an honor to be able to play for him.
Matt Bonner here on Tim and Sid. He won another NBA title last night. Final question, Matt. When is the party in San Antonio?
24/7.
Give him some for that.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Great concert.
So the official parade, have they figured that out yet?
I think it's on Wednesday. I'm not sure what time. Okay. But yeah, give the city a couple days to recover so we can have at it again at the parade.
The one tip I think every guy at a parade should have, if they're sober, don't be the guy who dances. Because I find the guy who dances, you know, you don't want to be Mark Madsen. You don't want to be the guy.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has to worry about that.
Okay,
I'm not known for my prowess on the dance floor.
Right. You know what I'm saying, though, right? Like, that guy ends up in top 10 lists on SportsCenter forever. Like, just, you don't want to be that guy.
Right.
All right, listen, Matt, congrats. That was one of the most incredible exhibitions of team play this league has ever seen. You were a part of it. Well-deserved, man. And we appreciate the time today. Congratulations again.
All right. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to getting back to Toronto this summer.